Aber al gabe cheres mutter. If you stand want to put, you have a cheres, the Rashi says, shesikum. You have a kli cheres, an earthly kli, that was hot, taken out of the oven. Here it's mutter, to put now like a psamim on top of the hot cheres, in order that the smoke should come up, it's mutter. The Rashi, the kibulek, did not take out any fire, because only a hot kli cheres is a hot piece of clay like. V'yavor anami ayidei shinuhu. You're burning up the psamim. The teretz is though it's called havor ayidei shinu. It's a different type of burning. Kalacha yad. Volek yisur deraisa. There's no yisur deraisa here. It's not a real havor. There's no real fire here. You have a hot kli cheres. And on top of the hot kli cheres, you're putting psamim now. So true, it makes smoke come up. It's not called a real havara. It's not the derech of burning it that way. So it's called havara kalach yad zon yosim ed rabonin. So since there's no istadir isom, therefore it's mutter to do it on yomtah. Agav cheres is mutter. Tosis learns not like that. Tosis learns even though it's a real havara, you're really burning the spices, but it's mutter because we say mitzerich shutra havara letzerich hutra nam mishlo letzerich. You're allowed to make a fire, you're allowed to cook to for Eichel Nefesh, so since you're allowed to burn things for cooking, you're allowed to burn things as long as there's a Tzarech Yomtiv. So if you want to burn these spices, burning the spices is mutter. The only question would be al kibui, taking out the fire, that's no heter. So therefore, on top of coals, you're taking out the coals, that's awesome. But on top of a kli cheres, there's no fire, you're not taking out the fire, there would be mutter to put the spices on top of a hot kli cheres. For Rabbi Romer, Rabbi says, Rabbi Romer, agabi cheres nami yosa. No, even to put the spices on top of a hot kli cheres, a hot piece of china, still it's osur. Mishum the komolad reichem, because you're causing smell to come up. So Rashi says shenichnas becheres. You're causing the spices, the smell, to go into this piece of china, into the kli cheres. Shlohoya by reich, the china didn't smell before, and now you're making the kli smell. The osur midrabbonin, this is osur. Shahamoyle dover chodesh. Whenever you create something new, korufu li'oisem malacha chadosha. It looks like you're making a new malacha. Therefore, midrabbonin is osur to put smell into a kli. It's like you're creating something new. You're making a smelling kli. That's osur to do on Yom Tov. Rab of Rabbi Yosef Yarmi Tavayu. They both say that schufei kisa ashiroi b'yoy mitoyva osur. Chufei kisim is also to take a cup of spice that smells good and put it on top of ashiroi, on top of a beged, on top of your jacket, on Yom Tov it's also. You're not allowed to put these spices on top of your jacket on Yom Tov. My time, what's the reason? Mishum the kamoilad reicha. Again, you're causing something new to get a smell to it. Your jacket, your clothing, do not have a smell to it yet. If you're putting this smell into the clothing on Yom Tov, it's called you creating something new on Yom Tov that midrabbonim not called potom it's also. Rashi says, "Sechufei kosa ashiroi lechapois kois mevushim." If you have this cup that has a lot of smelling inside, there's psamim inside it. Al ashiroim, you want to throw it on top of shiroim, on top of your shalmalbush, on top of the material for clothing. Lahachnisin bemreach haboisim shevakois, that you want the smell of the boisim, the spices, to go inside your clothing. That's also to do on Yom Tov. The komoilet reicha b'shiroim, you're creating now a new smell on the clothing and the material, and that's also to do on Yom Tov. Why is this different than mi moiluloi umereich boy? You're allowed to have hadasim lemoshal, a leaf that smells well. You could rub it in your hands, and you make the smell come out. So you're creating smell. How come that's mutter to do on Yom Tov? The koit mirosh, you could cut it. If you have a piece of, let's say, the cinnamon, a stick of cinnamon that smells good, and you want to crack the stick in half, it's already detached from the ground. So there's no isik tira now. So you're allowed to just crack it in half. In order to smell, to make like new smell come out. So the question, you're causing new smell to come out of these material. So why is this mutter? So Marius is poshid. Hosom reicha miyuisa. Over here by the hadasim l'moshol, there's the smell is in the hadasim already. It smells already. When you rub it in your hand, you're just causing the smell that's inside to come outside. That's not called curating something new. You're just making come out what's there already. The yisuf ehudu kamaisav reicha. You're only like adding more smell than there really is. There really is. That's all. That's not called creating something new. If you have good hadassim that smell good, and you want to rub it now in your hand to make it smell even better, that's not called creating something new. Or else, if you have this stick that smells, and you want to crack it in half to make it smell even better, that's just called you're taking the smell from inside outside, that's mutter. Or behocher, here you're taking a piece of material that has no smell at all. Here it's considered you're creating new smell. If you put the cup of the summon on top of your material, when you make the material smell good, that's called you created a new smell in the material. And that looks like a melacha, that's also to do on Yom Tov. Rava says, Agabe gecheles nami mutter. Rava holds no. You're allowed to put the peiris, the fruit, the first shiloh, you're allowed to put fruit on top of coals in order to make the smell of the spices go into the food. You're allowed to do it. Agabe gecheles nami mutter. Mididi heve abisro agumri. The same way you're allowed to roast meat on top of coals on Yom Tov. So the question was, you asking me before, the reason why you said you can't put the fruits on top of the coals is because you're putting out the fire. When you first put the fruit on top of the coal, it's called mechabi, taking out the fire a little bit. So that's also to do on Yom Tov. That's no heter tzorech echo nefesh. So he's asking back, no. Lamaisa, what you're doing, Rav holds, is it's called echo nefesh. You're making the fruits taste better. True, you could eat the apple the way it is, but if you want to put the apple on top of the coal that has some in there to make the reyach, the good smell, go into the apples, now the apples will be better. That's also called echo nefesh. You're making the food taste better, that's all mutter. So the question you had before was, when you put it on top of the coals, you're like first putting out the coal. So be mechaba, taking out fire, that is no heter. So Rav is answering, it's not worse than you're allowed to roast meat on Yom Tov. How do you take a raw piece of steak and put it on top of a coal? Look, when you first put it on top of the red hot coals, you're taking out the fire. So what you have to say is, since you're doing it for the purpose of burning, of cooking it, it's all called part of bishul, that's mutter on Yom Tov. There also, that's the way you make the fruit taste better, by putting on top of the coals. Even though at the beginning it's called the kibui, that's not called the real kibui. That's called the kibui, which is a tzarech achila, which is mutter to do on Yom Tov. So Rashi says, Rav Rama agabi kecholos tamim mutter, ke shmuel diyecha nefeshu, ishin peris, zeh v'shov l'chol nefesh. He owes making the peris smell good, is called eicha nefesh, and everybody enjoys it. Aye, the question is, v'mishim kibui, you're putting out the fire of avor, you're burning, v'alude recha, and you're also creating some new smell now to come into the meat, or else you're causing more new smell to come into the peris. So drashi immediately have a bitra gumri. The same way when you roast meat on top of the coals, the ikul kolhani bishari, all these things happen, and it's mutter there. When you put the meat on top of the coals, first you put out part of the fire. Then it's havara, that's for sure, it's mutter, your mom is burning it. And also the smell of the meat goes into the coals. So you're making smell come into the coals. So Teret says, since this is a derech achila, it's derech eichel nefesh, that's the way you roast your meat, it's all mutter. Whatever you do, the derech eichel nefesh is mutter on Yom Tov. There also, the way you have to get the good smell into the fruits, in order to make the fruits taste better, is by putting it on top of coals with the spices, you're allowed to do it. The kibbutz at the beginning is called tzarech achila. The bishul, the tzli, for sure is called tzarech achila. And that you're making it smell good, that's also called tzarech achila, that's mutter. And that's what we pass can also like this. Dorash Rav Gevio mi Beit Sil, from the place called Beit Sil, apischa devei Resh Galusa, the doorstep of Resh Galusa. Keturah shari, keturah you're allowed to do. That's the way he dashed for them. For lepirish devar, Rashi says, he did not explain what he meant to say. So Gemara says now, what does it mean? My keturah. Omalei Amemus, Amemus said, my keturah. What did you mean by the statement that keturah is shari? What is this keturah? If you want to tell me, keturah biyodei, it's like hemming the sleeve. You're sewing up the sleeve of your jacket. Fred Gemara, my sumanu. That's mamash or mais sumanu, a maisa that professional, your professional does, that should be also to do on Yom Tov. So drashi keturah biyodei, she'oisen labote shukayim on the sleeves, labote yadayim shachluki anoshim, she'miskamten oison aleitz. You like fold it over, you make pleats there. Cholik o yalaguda shakoshim o maisumenhu. The yoster, therefore, the short should be yoster on Yom Tov. O ktura loshen kesher, it's like making a knot. In other words, you're making pleats like at the end of your sleeve. So if you want to do that, Fred, more that's a maisumen. You need a professional person to do it. It's like daimatu a malacha. for sure this should be yosa to do on Yom Tif. So how could you say keturah shori to make pleats on the hem, on the sleeve? The lashin, if you want to tell me what lashin, making smoke like burning, that's keturah means. Like you want to burn the spices, it's also awesome. Because you want to put the fruits, if keturah means putting the fruits on top of the coals to burn it, to make the smoke, the smell come into it, for the Gemara, it should be yosem, the chokom mechaber, because first you're putting out the fire, but since you're putting out the fire, it should be mutter, it should be yosem. Shrashivi, keturah loshin kitur hakivshin, like making, burning something in the oven, dahinu lashin, that you want to put on top of the coals to get the smell go into the fruits, that should be yosem, ishum mechaber. So Omaleh, he answered back, true. Omaleh Ravashi, Ravashi answered back, Li'olam Lashin. True, what he meant to say, that Keturah Shori, he meant to say La'ashin Shori, that you are allowed to put your fruits on top of the coals to like burn, when you're burning the spices, that the smell of the spices should go into the fruits. That's mutter to do on Yontif. Why? Aye, first you'd be Mechav, you're taking out the coals a little bit, then you're causing smell to go into the fruit. The territory, like we just got finished saying, Midi Dihevi Abishra Gumri. The same way you're allowed to put a nice piece of steak on top of the coals on Yom Tif. And when you first put the steak on the coals, first it puts out the coals a little bit. It's first the Maita Kibui. Then it's sleek, you're roasting it. And then the smell of the roast, of the steak, goes into the coals. So you're doing all these three things. The territory says, since it's a Maita of Eicho Nefesh, it's all Mutter. See, also, when you're working with the fruits, to smoke up the fruits, to let the smell go into the fruit, it's all called Tzarech Oichel Nefesh, it's a Maisa cooking Oichel Nefesh, that's mutter to do on Yom Tov. Ike di Amri, some said like this, Omalai Ameimer, Ameimer said, my keturah, what does keturah mean that you said it's mutter? I keturah biyodi, if it means making pleats on your sleeves, that for the Gemara Maisu Minhu, that's something you need a professional person to do, a real tailor to do it, and it should be yosser on Yom Tov. Elashin, if you want to tell me keturah means like making smoke, you want to put the fruit on top of the burning coals that let the smoke come in when it has the spices there. For the Gemara osser, that should also be osser. You know why? The komoilad recha. Because you're creating new smell, like you're making new smell come into the fruit, and that should be osser like we had before. You're not allowed to create something new on Yom Tov. On this Omer Ravashi, Ravashi answered back, Ano Amrisa Nahalei. I'm saying this, O Mishmei de Gavra Rab Amrisa Nahalei. And I'm saying it over in the name of a great person, that L'Oilom Lashen, what he said, it's mutter, that Keturah is mutter, it I meant to say, you're allowed to smoke up these fruits on Yom Tov. You can take these fruits, these peiris, and put it on top of coals. I, the question is, you're telling me, you're creating new smell in the fruits, let it be yosser. The teretz is umidi di heve avitzra gumri, that it's just like you put meat on top of the coals, that you make the roast, the steak puts a good smell into the coals. Still, it's mutter because that's called the ma'is achilo eichel nefesh. So anything you're doing to make the food taste well is good, is mutter on Yom Tov. Just like you could roast a steak, who adin you could roast these fruits. And your purpose is to make the smell go into it, which will make it taste and be a better fruit. That's mutter to do on Yom Tov. But then the third shal in the Mishnah was it was mekel was voicing gedima kulis b'leil psochim. He was matter on leil pesach bezman hazeh when there's no base in Mikdash to take a whole kid, the whole animal, and roast it, the whole animal together. Roast it the way it is. So where it says Tanya will look like this, Rabbi Yosi Omer. Tudis ish roimi. Tudis, he was a person, a Jew. Ish roimi, a Roman. Hinnig es b'nei roimi, he was manig, the Jews living in Rome, le'echol gedim akulis p'leil psochim. He was manig, he told all the Jews, you're supposed to eat Pesach by night, take your meat and roast it. And not only a piece of meat, but the whole animal, the whole kid, roast it together. That's what he told the people in Rome to do. Is shol chulei, so the Chomim sent back to Tudis and told him, Il mole tudisato, if not for the fact that you're tudis and you're a great person. So Rashi says, Amol tudisato, chochem god of an echbad. You're a very big chochem and a great person. If not for the fact that you're such a great person, you should know, Gozrani yolecha nidui. We the chomim would put you into nidui. We would exile you, put you into nidui, because you're doing something wrong. Shata maichol es b'nei Yisrael kodishim b'chutz. You're telling the whole Klai Yisrael now to eat like Kodshim, like it looks like you're making a Korban Pesach, and you're outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to do it. So therefore they said you're not allowed to roast the whole animal together on Pesach. So Mori asked the question, Kodshim Salka Daitach, do you really mean to say they're eating Kodshim? Like he didn't tell them to make a Kedushas Korban Pesach on the meat. He just said, take your kid, and your kid, you're allowed to roast it together. But he didn't tell them, Mamish, to make a Korban Pesach out of it. He didn't tell them to be Makdash it. So what are you saying? It looks like you bring in Kodshim Achutz. Elo Eimo, what he meant, what Chum didn't like about it was, Kain Kodshim. It looks like you're doing something like Kodshim. As the fact you take this kid, and you do the same thing they did to the actual Korban Pesach, it looks like you're making a Korban now outside the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why he said what you told them to do is wrong. You're not supposed to roast the whole meat, the whole animal together. Rashi's Eimo Kain Kodshim, Vochi Sholchalei. This is what the Chum told to this. Sha'ato Michael es Yisrael Kain Kodshim. What you're telling them to do looks something like Kodshim. For Yeroya, the people that are seeing it, Eimo will say, Huk to Shul Pesach. People will say that people who made this Hegdash a Pesach, and they'll think you're allowed to eat Kodshim Achutz. So that's why you're not allowed to do it. And the locha is, you're not allowed to roast the whole kid. And our minig is even stronger than this. Our minig is the chlal, we don't eat roasted meat Pesach by night. How's this inyan? It should not look like eating Kodshim Achutz. It should not look like eating from the Korban Pesach. Because the Korban Pesach was roasted, so we don't eat any totally roasted meat. But Mishnah says, Shloisha Dvorim, three things, Rabbi Eleza ben Azaya Mater, he was Mekel, he said it's Mutter, V'chachom HaMoysun, Chachom said no, it's also. That Parosa Yoitza Bretzua Sheben Karneha. Rabbi Eleza says his por, his cow, was allowed to go out on Shabbos wearing a Bretzua, some type of a bow, between her horns. Hey, see how that was called a Noi, Zagrashi Lenoi, it was something that made it look nice. The Yomar Rabbo, yeah, that's why he said it was Mutter. It's like a Malbush. The Yomar Rabbon, the Rabbon say, Noi Masahu. It's only called she's carrying something. Viena Tachshit Lo. It's not called something looking nice to her, therefore she's not allowed to do it. That's the Machlokes. If Lozab and Azaya said, you're allowed to let your cow walk out on Shabbos wearing this ribbon around its horns, it's called like a Malbush or something, the Noi, and the Chabim say, no, it's also. Because you're not allowed to let your cow, there's a mitzvah, Shrisas Temtoi. Like you're not allowed to let your animal do malacha on Shabbos. So if the animal does it by itself, you don't have to stop him. But you can't put something on top of him that he should carry it out. That's over the Yisra Shrit Spemtoi. So you're not allowed to put something on top of the animal, let him walk out with it on Shabbos, unless it's a malbush, just like a person can wear a malbush. So that's the machlokes, that this ribbon around its horns, is it called a malbush, is it called lenoi, something nice, or not. Another machlokes was, omekardin esabahema biyomtif. You're allowed to like scrape the behemer on Yom Tov. What do you call it? You have like a hard brush and comb out the behemer. The shailu is maybe you cause the hair to come out on Shabbos. So Rabbi Eleza was mekel and said you're allowed to comb out the animal on Yom Tov. Vayta another coolie said v'shechkin et apopolin brechaim shlehem. If you want to grind up pepper on Yom Tov, on your Yom Tov to use, you're allowed to use even on its own rechaim, on its own mill. You're allowed to grind it up on its own grinder. Just like our grinders. We have Yehudu, I remember Yehudu says like this. No, you're not allowed to rub a comb your animal on Yom Tov. Because you're making a chabura, you're going to scratch him and cause blood to come out. And it's also to make a chabura on Yom Tov. But Mekartafin, that you're allowed to do. So Rashi says it means Magrera Shalates. You're allowed to use only a wooden comb, sheshineim gasos, that the tooths, the pieces are thick. V'yeinaisin chabura. Since they're thick pieces of wood, they don't scratch them that much, they won't make blood to come out. Mashenke, and the small ones, that goes deeper and sharper, that's also because there you may cause the animal to bleed. But with a thicker type of a brush, that's mutter to do. The chom mayim the chom say, ein mekardin afler mekartzvin. Chom say, no, both are also. You can't use a big comb, you can't use a small comb. Both are awesome. So the kids, these are three machlokes between Rabbi Eleza ben Azaya and the Chachamim. So Gemara says the first shaila was, are you allowed to let your parah walk out on Shabbos wearing a ritzua, wearing a bow? So Rabbi Eleza held it was mutter. Fred Gemara, the name where you want to tell me, Rabbi Eleza ben Azaya had parah heavy. Mashmir, he only had one parah. But the shaila, like the Mishnah says, Lashin, parosoi, mashmi, his one para, used to go out with a ribbon. Mashmi only owned one cow. For the Gemara of Amar Rav, Rav said, V'yamri lo, some say, Yom Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Tatleser Alfe Egli, 13,000 calves, have a Meiser Reb Lezer ben Azayim Yedre called Shosa Veshosa. Every single year, that was the Meiser. That's how much one-tenth of his flocks, of the new flock that was born every year. In other words, that's how many calves they had grown, 10 times 13. In other words, they had 130,000 calves born to him every single year. And therefore, the Meiser, the one-tenth, the Meiser Behema, one-tenth, was 13,000. So the kids, they had a lot of calves. So why do you see only one cow? He had a lot of cows. And the Gemara Teretz says, Tana loy shaloy hoysa. That our Mishnah says one pora walked out with a ritzur, with a ribbon, it wasn't really the pora that belonged to Reb Lezer ben Azayah. It belonged to somebody else. And that person, Taka, only owned one pora. Ella, so why does the Mishnah call it like his pora, Reb Lezer ben Azayah's pora? Ella shal shcheinosei hoysa, belonged to his neighbor. Umitoy shaloy michabo, since he did not tell the person to stop, he wasn't moichi, didn't tell them stop doing it, nikras al shemoi, therefore it's called on his name. In other words, that the parah walked out wearing this ribbon is considered like his own parah, his own cow walked out. That according to Chum, it's also to do it. So since he wasn't moichi, didn't stop them from doing it, it's considered like he did it. Or mekardin esavayma b'yomtiv. Then another machlekes is about the poem that we're going to go into, but now we go to the second part. If you're allowed to comb your animal on yomtiv, Tana Rabbanan, Ezehil Kirud V'Ezehil Kartzav. What's the difference? What's called Kirud, what's called Kartzav? Kirud Kitanin. That's called, you have a comb that has small pieces, brushes, small pieces coming out. V'Yosin Chabura. And therefore you comb the animal teeth, the small teeth and the sharp teeth, and you comb the animal, or cause the Chabura, causes it to bleed. And that's also to do on Yom Tov. Kirtzav G'dolim. The teeth are bigger, wider. V'Yosin Chabura. They don't make a Chabura. That's why it's mutter. Tomorrow says now the Gimel Machlokes B'Dover. There's three Machlokes in the now Mishnah. We have Yehudi Savar, Dover Sheinim Eskaven Osser. A Dover Sheinim Eskaven is also. Like here, when you go to comb the animal, for sure you don't have intentions of making it bleed. That's not what you want. You just want to give him enjoyment by combing him down. So it's called a Dover Sheinim Eskaven if it bleeds. So if Yehudi holds a Dover Sheinim Eskaven, still it's also. Miyu Kirud Ketanim, V'Yosin Chabura. If you have the small teeth, or such a comb, it's very likely to cause it to bleed. Therefore, it's called Einem Eskava, that's awesome. Mashenke and Kartzer, when the teeth are wider, bigger, Gedolim, they're bigger teeth, V'Einais Nechabura, most probably they're not going to make a Chabura. And therefore, you're allowed to use that comb. That's what the Yehuda holds. V'loi Gazrinon Kartzer, or Tzekirud. And the Yehuda does not make a Gzera to say, don't use a big one, because if you come to use a big one, we're afraid maybe use a small one also. No, Reb Yehuda doesn't make such a gezeira. Now, if Rabbanan Sarv, Rabbanan hold, Namek Reb Yehuda. Rabbanan also holds Reb Yehuda Shita. That a Dovah Shein and Eskaven is also. That a Dovah Shein and Eskaven is also. The Gazrinon Kirtzof or Tekirut. That's what Rabbanan said, both are also. Even a big comb with big teeth, it's also, even though there is no Chabura, but it's a gezeira. We're afraid if you come to use the big comb, maybe people come to use a small comb, which will cause a Chabura. If we have Lezeb and Azayah, Savulah Kreb Shimon. Reb Lezer ben Abayah said no, you're allowed to even comb the animal with any type of comb you want, even with small teeth. Maybe it's going to make a chabura. The Teretz says he holds like Reb Shimon. To Yomar Dover Sheni Meskaven Muter. That since you don't have that in mind, that's not what you're going to do. You're going to just comb out your animal. You don't have in mind to make it bleed. So therefore, since it's not like a psik ratio, it doesn't have to happen. Therefore, according to Reb Shimon, it's muter. You're allowed to comb it even with a small comb. And Toys all speaks out like that. The Pirish read Aloch Reb Shimon, Shemate, the bottom Toys, Vedavka, Magrera Shalates. Only if the comb is made out of wood, the Einoise Chabura, Al Magrera Shalon, Shen Shabazel, Kulyama Moided Osir, the Psigratio of Loyamasu, Shatel Osiris. If it's Namish made out of metal, that for sure it's a Psigratio, it has to, like every time it pulls out hairs, that for sure is also even according to Reb Shimon. Now, Reb Shimon only says, Einim Eskaven is Mutter, where it doesn't have to happen. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But in the case that it has to happen, that's called a psigresh. Even Reb Shimon is mighty with also. So here, Bekitzer, Reb Shimon holds this mutter in a case where it's not a psigresh. It's made out of wood, so wooden teeth, even though they're small teeth, doesn't have to cause it to bleed. Therefore, if you're not mechaven, it's a ptur of Dov Hashem and Meskaven. Yimskav mutter ben shkider ben kitzer. Shari. Omar Rav, Rav said, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel. The Yamrulon, some say, Omar Rav Nachman Lechude. He said it by himself. Halachak Rebbe Shimon. We pass like Rebbe Shimon that a dove shen oskavit is mutter, therefore you're allowed to comb your animals even with a small comb. Sherei Rebbe Lezer ben Azayah moideloi. But now Nishter, Rebbe Lezer ben Azayah is moide and agrees and says like that. Omale Rav, so Rav said back to Rav Nachman. If your whole proof is like for now Mishnah that the Blazer ben Azai agrees, why don't you say the opposite way? Why don't you say Halach Rebbe Yehuda? The Halach is like Rebbe Yehuda. That Dover Shein and Meskavin is Osir. You're not allowed to use a small comb to comb your animal because you have to be afraid maybe you'll cause it to bleed, even though that wasn't your intentions. But the Halach should be like Rebbe Yehuda. Why? Because in our Mishnah, the Chomim agreed to Rabbi Yehuda. Like we said, the Chomim also hold a Dover Shein and a Skavin is also. The Chomim are even more machmir and say we make a Zera, a big comb, or a small comb. But the Chomim here in our Mishnah goes according to the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. So why don't you pass like Rabbi Yehuda better to say how Dover Shein and a Skavin is also? And I'll give you a whole proof is from Belozov and Azayah, like Rabbi Shimon, it's more Mastav to say, Loch Kibila the Chomim. And the Gemara Omalei, Rav Nachman said like this, really, I know Rav Shimon's really. Really, I hold Stamazle, the Loch is like Rav Shimon, by Hilchas, Shabbos, and Yom Tov. That Dover Shein and Meskavin is Mutter. We hold like Rav Shimon. The Yoid is something else I'm also saying. Shere Rav Lozab and Azayah Moiduloi. Because my whole proof is not because of Rav Lozab and Azayah. If that alone would be my proof, it's true, then you're right. The Chum should be a bigger proof. We should pass into the Chum that it's Osir. But the Iker I hold in small like Rabbi Shimon. I'm just saying also that Rabbi Lezer ben Azayah also holds like Rabbi Shimon. And of course, the Loch is always like Rabbi Shimon, Dover Shein and Meskavin is Mutter. For Rechayim Shel Popolim. If you have a Rechayim, you have this grinder that you grind the pepper on, Shel Popolim.